Are you a fool? The concerns over job security, financial security, national security, border security, information security, food security, environmental sustainability, institutional sustainability, addiction, automation, violence.
Have you ever consider being a robot? Do you think life would be easier, better, faster, cheaper, shinier?
Better, faster,
cheaper,
shinier, stronger. Are you a fool? One might need radical disloyalty based on partiality, irony, intimacy and perversity, immaturity. That's being oppositional, utopian, and completely without innocence. Bold.
I stand for the right of stupidity. Moral, duty, maturity.
The cyborg does not dream of community on the model of the organic family. The cyborg would not recognize the Garden of Eden.
Cyborgs are somehow unfaithful.
Did you know Pigeon's Heart was the name given to a cherry? Are you a fool? Companion spaces, meat and creatures that keep us company. For whom we care, with which we have relationships.
They despise us.
Companion spaces are relentlessly becoming with and suggests to figure again together.
We call them decadent.
Whose bodies and whose lives matter? Whose bodies and whose lives matter? Stages an idea of community, reveals a society's immunitary fantasies, and exposes sovereignty's dreams of omnipotence and its impotence. But have you really thought about it? Did you really ask yourself what kind of communities you belong to and why?
We call them decadent.
Matter out of place. They are taboo. Once desired, used, and now unwanted. They remind us of dirt, danger, and disorder. They violate the social order. They are a transgressive invasion of public space, of human space.
Are you a fool?
Are you a fool?
Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool? Are you a fool?
They evolved alongside us. The pigeon has been with us, thanks to us, for thousands of years. Contested subjects and objects of modern progress and backward tradition. They are not ours.
Monstrum in front and monstrum in anima.
Gone astray, a border creature, a reminder of what happens when our cyborg fantasies about hybridity and resistance are, despite their subversive theoretical premise, quite submissive to the technologies of command and control. Labored intimacy. Unpaid care. Impossible to grasp. There are technological experimentation, badges, notifications, haptic alerts, real-time feedback, gamification. I noticed that for some people I'm wise. For others, I'm just a fool. Now, do you know how we call people who are both shaped and formless? In which law and anarchy, maturity and saint immaturity are coexisting? We call them decadent.
Are you a fool? What ability do we have to be curious, to think differently, to resist? They are both wild and domesticated, unwild and undomesticated, disciplined and undisciplined. Highly trainable, but savage. Immature. A border figure. A cyborg of sorts. If you close your eyes and blink. Whose bodies and whose lives matter? 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 Whose bodies and whose lives matter?